From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry demanded Wednesday that Russia force Bashar al-Assad's regime to ground its air force in a move to revive hopes of a ceasefire in Syria's civil war. In an address to the U.N. Security Council, Secretary Kerry said efforts to find peace could yet be salvaged, but only if Moscow takes responsibility for recent airstrikes.
So I want to emphasize this, and I emphasize this to Russia. The United States continues to believe there is a way forward that, although rocky and difficult and uncertain, can provide the most viable path out of the carnage.
Moscow has rejected the idea that Russian or Syrian planes carried out Monday's strike on the UN aid convoy, and Sergei Lavrov told the council that there would be no more unilateral pauses by Assad's government forces. He had said that previous breaks in bombing by the government side had only allowed the rebels to rearm. A boat carrying migrants capsized Wednesday in the Mediterranean off Egypt's northern coast, killing 30 people and triggering an operation in which 150 others were rescued, according to officials. That vessel overturned off the port of the city of Rosetta. Some 60 schools and universities in eastern Canada were evacuated Wednesday over a series of bomb threats, including one received by police that appeared to have been bogus. No bombs were found, but administrators said the schools would remain closed throughout the day as police conducted another sweep, with classes expected to resume in the morning. This is VOA News. 2 days of clashes in the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital of Kinshasa that pitted the security forces against protesters who demanded President Joseph Kabila's resignation left at least 32 people dead, according to police Wednesday. The provisional death toll for September 19th and 20th is 32, according to a national police spokesman speaking to reporters. During the clashes, a spokesman said a police station and 12 other police positions were looted and set on fire Tuesday. He branded the rioters as insurgents. The U.S. government granted Airbus a license to sell 17 airplanes to Iran. It's a landmark deal announced by the European aircraft company Wednesday. The initial agreement in January is estimated to be worth nearly $25 million. It was made possible by last year's nuclear agreement, which lifted sanctions on Iran on the condition that it curb its atomic program. Law enforcement authorities in the northeastern city of Charlotte, North Carolina, are bracing for the possibility of more protests as they continue to investigate Tuesday's fatal shooting of an African-American man by a black police officer. Protesters clashed with police and shut down a major highway overnight after 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was shot dead by a police officer in an apartment complex by a plainclothes officer who was looking for someone else. Police said the shooting happened as they were looking for that person as Lamont Scott got out of the car with a gun. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Local police officials say the officer who shot Scott felt he posed an imminent threat. Family members insist Scott was unarmed. The protest began shortly after the shooting and extended into Wednesday. Multiple injuries were reported, including about 12 officers. Another demonstration took place Tuesday outside of police headquarters in the Midwestern city of Tulsa, where on Friday an officer killed an unarmed black man standing next to his car. A lawyer for the officer who killed Terrence Crutcher said she also feared for her life and fired when Crutcher reached through a window into the car. Crutcher's family disputes that account. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A knife-wielding attacker was shot by Turkish police outside the Israeli embassy in Ankara Wednesday before he could harm anyone, according to Israeli officials. A spokesman for the Israel Foreign Ministry said in a statement that a man approached the embassy with a knife and was shot by a local guard. Everyone on our side is safe, according to the spokesman. The assailant was wounded in the foot. We don't know if he was attacking police officers or the embassy itself. Turkish media reported two people attempted to enter the facility but walked past the embassy several times. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.